I'm broadcasting today from Mexico City, where we've had a fair bit of Mexican food. Now, you can get Mexican food in just about any place in the United States, but when you come down here, it's the real deal. A restaurant called Puyol in Mexico City is arguably the country's best. It's in the swanky neighborhood of Polanco. We stopped by just before it opened for lunch. We found one of the head chefs, Coco Baker, busy at work in the kitchen.
What is this that you're slicing?
This is white onion. For some garnishes for the dishes, some sauces that we make in a minute.
It's different than the way that we would slice onions for other things. They're very, very thinly sliced.
Yeah, we call it juliana in Spanish.
Julienne would
julienne,
be the word.
Yeah, yeah. It would be in English. Yeah, it's really thin.
Yeah, we probably have about 15 or 20 people back here right now slicing things up. 15?
15 for service.
How long does it take to do all of the prep necessary each day?
It's like 10 hours of prep.
10 hours.
Yeah.
Wow. And what's the hardest thing to do?
The hardest thing to do, the mole. We make the dough, the masa for the tortillas also every day. We also make the chocolates, el chocolate de la casa, and that's it. I think it's the hardest thing to do.
The man behind all this work is Chef Enrique Olvera, who's been called one of the best chefs in the world. I sat down with him at a table in the open-air dining room. Well, Chef Enrique Olvera, thank you so much for joining us.
Our pleasure. Welcome to Puyol.
Say that again, because I would think if I just looked at it on a piece of paper that you would say it Pujol.
Yeah.
But it's not. Why?
It does have like a Catalonian influence, the name. I was born and raised in Mexico, but my grandfather, Enrique, had some Catalonian blood in him, and he was always very supportive of me being a cook. So I wanted to have him present in some form or fashion at the restaurant.
So the restaurant is called?
Puyol.
Puyol.
Yes.
Okay. And you started it when you were 24 years old.
Yeah, crazy, you know, that time flies in restaurants, and it's been quite a while. It's been a beautiful journey. I think the essence of the restaurant is still here, which is to have a beautiful experience dining out. Obviously, with time, we've gotten much better at doing so. In the beginning, the restaurant was much more basic. There wasn't a clear style of cooking. But I think now we've accomplished something that is very special, especially in this new spot.
What was the concept at the beginning?
The concept in the beginning was to have a small neighborhood restaurant. We wanted to do contemporary cooking. I went to school at the CIA, and I saw how the New American Cuisine movement started to become very important in the U.S., and I always thought that Mexico had a very rich cultural heritage and a beautiful gastronomic scene, and therefore we could also make new cuisine from Mexico. So we started incorporating some ingredients.
What kind of ingredients do you incorporate?
Things that we found in the market, you know, cilantro, pineapple. The first menu was French and classical, but with Mexican ingredients. So we're doing like seared foie gras with mango. That was also a dish that Jean-Georges von Richten at some point did. You could see the influence from the market. You can see the influence from my training. And then as time went by and we started to become more comfortable, we started incorporating Mexican recipes into the mix. For example, the first dish that we had that was very Mexican was the robalo al pastor. It was a contemporary version of a street food, and we saw that people really enjoy that kind of food, so we started further exploring in that road using references from the streets instead of references from traditional Mexican cookery or the celebratory dishes of Mexican cooking, and we focused more on street food.
So would you say that this is new Mexican with an American influence or new American with a Mexican influence?
I think right now we've passed through many stages. I think that's one of the beautiful things about Puyol is that it's ever-changing. Right now I would say it's a Mexican restaurant with a contemporary mindset, whereas before it was more of a contemporary restaurant with Mexican ingredients.
How did you get to the point where now people are saying, this is the best restaurant in Mexico?
I don't know. You have to ask people. I guess the word at the best is difficult to assess. I think quality-wise, there's we do our best. We buy the best product that we can from the best producers. We have really serious and committed cooks and wait staff. I would venture into saying we have the best cooks that I can say. I do not believe in that cooking is a competition, and therefore saying best, it means that you're better than somebody else. And I think we're getting a better version of ourselves. So to me, food is more about where you're at. Puyol is a really old restaurant for Mexico City standards. There's not a lot of restaurants that have been open for 17 years.
Why do you think that is?
It's a hard city. The dining scene here was very mellow until recently. There was not a lot of tourism in Mexico City until recent years. The tourism that came to Mexico City not necessarily came for food. There was more of a cultural scene going on. There was not a lot of Mexican restaurants either a few years ago. There's a lot of fondas, markets, street carts. But if you think of like a really strong Mexican fine dining institution, it's pretty recent that we started going into that world and also incorporating contemporary techniques and having a restaurant that was not traditional. I've never felt like I'm a traditionalist in the food world.
But you're still holding on to some traditions at the base of your cooking.
Yes, we're in love with our cuisine. But we believe that the best is in the future. In that way, we're very American, no? And a lot of Mexicans think the best is in the past. This city has been going on for thousands of years, and to me, yes, that is important if it makes you a better city now.
Let's talk about this space. This is a new space that you're in, and the atmosphere is very important to you as a chef and restaurant owner.
Yes, I believe that food is a big aspect of restaurants, but it's definitely not the only one and not the one that you go out for when you're going to a restaurant like this. I think that when you're coming to a restaurant like Puyol, you do expect that everything is well-groomed, everything is well-curated, that the experience is not only of a delicious taco, but a delicious taco in a beautiful piece of ceramic, no, with beautiful music in the background by a waiter that can have a conversation with you if you want to and not if you do not want to, in a space that reflects quality.
But you even had the music for the restaurant streaming on your phone. Do you DJ this restaurant?
I do go and DJ in almost every restaurant that I own.
Wow. Now, I'm looking at your menu for today, and the one thing that is actually not printed on the menu but written on the menu is how old the mole is, 1,261 days.
Yes.
Tell us about your mole.
Mole is it's an institution in Mexican cuisine, so it was really hard for us to start touching it. We didn't feel comfortable until recently on how to make a mole that was ours, and it was a version that would be in the same stature of the traditional one. There's a saying that mole recalentado is always better, kind of like the turkey that you do the next day in Thanksgiving. No, it's always
better in leftovers, right?
It's kind of the same saying in Mexico. And so we decided just to start reheating the mole. Obviously, as you reheat it, the flavors mix a lot better. We obviously started running out of mole, so we had to make new mole, and we added it to the old mole. So we started like a solera system or a mother dough system, and then that's how the mole madre came about. But what we like is the idea of reheating and also leaving the mole by itself, because if you go to a wedding in Mexico, nobody will say like the chicken was fabulous. You always talk about the mole.
What do you think about Mexican food in the United States?
I think that it's very close to we're neighbors, so there's a huge influence, especially in the southern states of the U.S. And there's many kinds of Mexican cuisine in the United States. What people understand as Mexican cuisine in California is completely different from what they understand in Texas.
Right.
And also, I think tacos are becoming universal. No, tacos are becoming like pizza. No, pizza is probably not Italian anymore. There's more pizza eaten in Brooklyn than in Italy, I bet. So in that sense, I think tacos will become also universal.
Have you ever been to a Taco Bell or a Chipotle?
I was once in a Taco Bell when I was in school at the CIA. It was a shopping mall, and there was like a little food court, and there was Taco Bell, and I tried it once, and
I didn't never like again.
It. No. In general, I don't like the concept of fast food, but that was just, I didn't like it.
Well, Chef Enrique Olvera, thank you so much for joining us.
Our pleasure. Thank you.
We've got food photos at hereandnow.org.